بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، قال الله تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، قد أفلح من زكاها. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world for a very, very, very short space of time. And in this little while that Allah has blessed us with, we have to work and strive, make an effort to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I always remind myself, first of all, just to try and understand how brief and how short the life of this world is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, in the alam arwah, in that realm of the souls, asked us a question, that alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gathered all the arwah, all the souls, of all the people who were to come till the day of Qiyamah. When was that? How many thousands and millions and billions of years ago it may have been, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And in the realm, how long we'll remain there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. That's a very, very, very long time. And the second phase of life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into is the phase of life in this world. This world, which is between 50 and 60 years. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the average lifespan of my ummah is between 60 and 70 years. And we see that Sayyidina Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was called back to the permanent abode at the age of 63. So between 60 and 70. So very, very short is the space of 60 and 70 years of life. And based on the life of this world are the realms which have to come. The life of the qabr, barzakh, the day of qiyamah, and the eternal life thereafter. So based on this very short space of time, everything is based on it. Success in the coming world is based on the life of this world. So short is this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says for us to understand in our terms, so that we can understand in terms of numbers, that the one day of Qiyamah, in one ayat of Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says 1,000 years long. In another ayat of Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says مِقَدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً, that the day of the length of that day is 50,000 years. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam lived in this world, propagated the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 950 years. That is the time of propagation, his lifespan, Allah knows best. But so long, even if a person lives for 1,000 years, compare it to 50,000 years, 2%. And that you can still compare because there's a gauge that has been given, 50,000. But the perpetual life that follows thereafter, the life of the soul is temporary. Something which is temporary, you cannot compare to something which is permanent. If a person's got to sit back and sit and think, try and think in a corner and you sit and ponder, there's something that is unending, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our understanding is limited. Our understanding has got a limit. So we cannot understand something which is perpetual. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the life of the akhirah, that the people of Jannah, the people of Jahannam, khalidina fiha abada. That khalid means something that is perpetual, something that is unending. And to emphasize upon that abadan, forever and ever and ever, you will sit and think and think and you'll come to a breaking point that no, it's got to end. But Allah says that that life is unending. So the success of that life is dependent on how we spend our life in this world. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world for such a short time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not just leave us like that orphans. Allah did not just leave us that now you find your way and you find your way to success. From time to time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers. Allah sent sahayif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent books. Because insan, each and every person has got an understanding of his own. He wants to understand things in his own light. You ask a person on any topic, whether it is business, whether it is politics, whether it is whatever the case may be, each and every person has got an understanding of his own. So success also, each and every person will try and understand on his own. Somebody will find his success in monetary gain, in business, somebody will find success in politics, somebody will find success in position, somebody will find success in family, in offspring. So everybody's got an understanding in his own, of his own. To guide us in this understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that your success lies in following the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which we have learned in the majlis here time and again, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. That those the life, way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will appeal to the people who have made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their object, who have made Qabr their focus, who have made Akhirat their object, that we have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. So I need to speak about something that affects me, that in which I am deficient, in which I find fault in myself. Because as was emphasized last night also, and always, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhref Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, that my ears are nearest to my tongue, that before my voice reaches you, my ears are listening to whatever I am saying myself. So I need to take lesson first. Recently, our Hazratullah Dhammadur Qadim has been emphasizing the great sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sahabi came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for advice. And he said to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that how can I remain safe? How can I remain protected, free from problems in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah, in every state? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first of all gave him advice that amlik alayka lisanik, that always keep your tongue under control. Now all the advices of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you see the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bu'ithtu mu'alliman, I've been sent as a teacher. You'll see Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, every step, it was always advice. One time Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing on the outskirts of Medina Sharif, and he saw the carcass, he saw the dead body decaying of a kid goat, a baby goat. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who would purchase this for one dirham, one dinar? Sahaba said, purchase it. It is something that nobody will want even for free. It is something decomposing, it is something rotten, it, there is a stench in it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the example. This is the example of the life of the suwat. One time Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting with the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with a twig over his Mubarak finger, drew a sketch in the sand, a block. And in the middle of the block, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a line right in the middle of the block, which came right out. And within the block, on that line which was in the middle, he drew a few lines towards the left and the right within the block. So asked the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala majma'in, that won't you ask me a time, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are you doing? He said, you see this block that I have drawn? This is the lifespan of a human being. And this block that I have, this line that I have drawn in between the block, which is coming right out, this line are the aspirations and the whims and the desires and the wishes of a person. And the small, small lines in the block, these are all the aspirations and whims and desires and ambitions that he had fulfilled within his lifespan. But the line that is coming out of the block, these are aspirations beyond his life. And as our Dada Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has again taught us, that the visa of this life is very, very strange. That a person cannot underlive it and cannot extend it. In this world, when we travel, we're going overseas, you're going to visit some family, whatever the case may be. You got a visa for 3 weeks, you went there and you decided, no, something happened at home, Allah forbid, there was an accident or whatever, some circumstance came about, you had to come away earlier. So you understand, you had a visa for 3 weeks, for 1 month, you came away within a week, within 10 days, no problem. You went there. When you went there, the people said that, no, there's a family gathering, somebody's getting married, there's a wedding, whatever the case may be, or somebody passed away, please, you've got to stay a few more days. You extend the visa. So in the life of this world, when a person gets a visa, you can extend it, you can understand it. But the life of the Akhirah, the visa of the life of the Akhirah, you cannot understand, you cannot overstay. When the appointed time comes, at that time you will have to go. And this is the exam that we are writing, the life of this world, for the success there. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this line which is coming out of the block, these are the aspirations and whims and desires and fancies that a person has. A person is preparing for so many things, but he does not know that his name has been written among those who are going to pass away this year. So this is what we are. The life of this world is very, very, very short. And in this life we have to work and make an effort. So this, when the Sahabi asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Nabi is saying, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's entire life was a life of advice, guiding. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam for. And Hazrat Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, advice all the time, advice all the time. How can I stay safe? How can I stay away from problems? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Amlik alayka lisanak. That keep your tongue in control. Be very, very cautious of what you say. We have learned here in the majlis time and again that a person who, for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of the benefit, and this all the time we have been taught again and again, that whatever we do for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The benefits will definitely accrue. You read this wazifa, there will be this benefit. You read this, there will be that benefit. You read Surah Waqia after Maghrib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from poverty. You read Surah Yasin Sharif in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look to the affairs of your day, etc., make the work of your day easy. All these benefits are there. But we will do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that if a person wants fertilizer, wants compost for his garden, and now he goes out, he sets out to go and buy a cow, to go and buy a bull, that it will give dung, and that dung will be, I will use it as fertilizer, then everybody will say this person is very, very stupid. Rather buy the same animal, whether that you're buying a cow with the niyat, with the intention that I'm going to buy it, I'm going to get milk from it. From the milk I'll get fresh cream, I'll make butter, I'll make ghee, etc. From that we'll do baking, whatever. The dung is going to come as a byproduct. It's definitely going to come. Like that, whatever we do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our niyyah should be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the benefits will definitely accrue. So a person who will remain silent for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for 40 days. In other words, staying silent means, doesn't mean now a person doesn't speak at all. What is necessary, a person speaks, and speaks it in a nice way, say the right thing at the right time, in the appropriate way, with the proper word. This is, other than that, a person remains silent. Doesn't just speak for the sake of speaking. Then a person will do this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for 40 days, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open upon him, in his heart, the fountains of wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with such insight that he never ever had before. It comes in kitab that daily the limbs of the body, they beg the tongue and they ask the tongue to please keep yourself in check. That if you keep yourself in control, we will enjoy the benefit of it. And if you go out of control, then we will suffer the repercussions. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Al-Mu'minu, a perfect believer, a person who's got proper iman, is that person, man salima al-muslimuna min lisani wa yadi. That other people are free, they are safe from the inconvenience and the harm of his tongue and of his limbs. In one riwayat, man salima al-nas, that humanity at large are safe from the inconvenience of his tongue and of his hands. When a person has an argument, you have an argument with somebody, first we are speaking, and then we raise our voices, and then we start screaming, and then we start shouting, and eventually it goes to hitting. A person gave a punch, and that one gave two, and like this it ends up in an argument. Where did it start? It started from the tongue. It didn't start from the hand. It started with an argument. So daily the limbs are asking the tongue that you keep yourself in control. Because if you go out of control, we will suffer the repercussion. Now you had an argument, you fell into a fight with somebody, you're arguing with somebody, that person doesn't come and hold the tongue and says, this is the tongue that swore at me, now let me hit the tongue. He hits the person on the body. So the limbs suffer the repercussion. Daily the limbs ask the tongue to keep itself in check. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the father-in-law of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second Khalifa of Islam, the first person to be given the title Amirul Mu'mineen. When we speak about him, we say, An-Natiq bis-Sawab, that whenever he spoke what was correct. He was given the title of Faruq, the person who differentiated between right and wrong. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when you go down an alley, then shaitan runs away from there. What a great person. What a great person. But he says that there were many occasions in my life where I regretted something which I had said. But there was never an occasion in my life when I regretted my silence. Abu Bakr Wasiti rahmatullah alayhi was a great saint, great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that safety has got 10 portions. To remain safe, the categories of safety, there are 10 portions in it. Nine portions of it lie in silence when a person keeps his tongue in control. And one portion is when a person speaks what is necessary and he derives the benefit of it. So تملك عليك لسانك. Great sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we have been taught again and again, that always before any talk, make muzakara one of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a very, very great sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with it first of all, thereafter everybody else. In this hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave two more advices. وَلْيَسَعَ إِلَيْكَ بَيْتَكَ, that make your house spacious upon yourself, make it comfortable upon yourself, not meaning all the amenities of this world, but bring deen into your life. Because when a person will bring deen into his life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that whether it is male or female, and he has iman, the person has iman and does good action, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, that we can have the greatest mansion and the bigger, all the comfort, all the asbab, all the things of comfort. But if there's no chain, if there's no sukoon, if there's no contentment of heart, then a person will always see that how he's gone to work for in the morning, to come back at home at night, see now I'm going back to the place where there's absolutely no peace. When we'll bring deen into our life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, most certainly, most definitely, we will give such a person a life of contentment. So the second advice in this hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that to bring deen into our houses, in that way, make our houses spacious upon ourselves. Make it a place of comfort, make it a place of solace. And then the third advice given by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith was, وَبْكِي عَلَىٰ خَطِيَتِكَ, that always cry over your actions. That and a person sits back and you think that how life has passed. Whatever a person, every individual, whatever your age is, 30, 40, 50, 60, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we come into the company of those people who have got eyes of the heart, and they will try and open up the eyes of our heart, then we'll realize that so many years of our life have passed. But what have we done? And as we said, we went to the alam-e arwah. Now we came into the alam-e dunya. This dunya is so short, a lifespan of 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. So much of it has already passed. We haven't got guarantee of another second or another moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what is left. And upon the short life, the success of everything which follows, the life of barzakh, the life of qabr, of akhirat, everything depends on this life. In this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world, He sent us as insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ, that, O people, we have created you, we have sent you into this world, we have spread you out from one couple, from a male and a female. And then we made you into different tribes, into different people, we've got different dialects, different talking, different languages, all that, لِتَعَارَفُ, so that you may recognize one another. Imagine, if everybody was of the same, we were all the same features. Everybody was tall, everybody was black, everybody was white, or everybody had blue eyes, everybody had black eyes. If you were in a company of 100 majlis like this, how would we have known who is my father, who is my brother, who is my son, who is this one? Everybody are the same. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in this way so that we can recognize one another. But actually what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look for, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, that the most honored amongst you in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who have taqwa, those who have Allah consciousness. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, ittaqil maharim, that, O Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, advice of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every step, every moment, Allah open my eyes and give me tawfiq that we always take the advices of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because in this lies our success. This is the best way of life to follow, the most beautiful way of life to follow, the most simple way of life to follow, the most perfect way of life to follow. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the advice that stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be counted among those who are the most pious, the most close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi complained to his ustad regarding his memory that I cannot remember anything. Whatever I learn, I forget. And if we see the memory of Sayyidina Imam Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, photoscopic, that he remembered everything. The advice given by the ustad was that stay away from, not to say that Imam Sahib was involved in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something we should keep in our mind. But advice is advice for people like myself who are still coming, that stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with knowledge of deen. And knowledge is a nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever give to a person who is engaged in the, who is busy, is preoccupied with the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming back to that, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَتْقَاكُمْ, that you, the most honored in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those who have taqwa. Now this taqwa, we speak about it, taqwa, and we translate it in different ways. Allah consciousness, to stay away from sin, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. English is an orphan language. We cannot express what is in the mind, and you cannot translate what is in the depths of Quran Sharif, in a hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the language of English. You cannot. But for us to understand, Allah consciousness, that at every step, every turn, every moment, every action, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy with what I am doing, or is it, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be displeased? A few months ago, Mr. Yusuf Saab, he gave advice, and it stuck in my mind. He said that many a times we'll say that this action is makruh, something that is disliked, something that's abhorrent. But do we realize when we say makruh, disliked by who? We will all claim that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when it comes to these aspects, then we just brush it off like a fly with sits on the nose, and we just chase it away, and we don't give it a second thought. But if we have to think, makruh, disliked by my beloved, disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disliked by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how will we do such an action? So those, in akramakum, the most honored, the most respectable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be those who will be always conscious, as we learn here always, that this bakar dil bayar. A person can be engaged in all his responsibilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us insan. He sent us into this world. We've got responsibilities. We've got family. There's pay the rent, bring food, clothing. The child got sick. Take him to the doctor. Allah gave us all these responsibilities. And we're going to be involved in all these responsibilities. But our hearts must be attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O my beloved ones, O my friends, oh, those who are very, very dear to me, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the friend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the overseer, Allah is the caretaker of those who have iman. Allah is the caretaker of supervisor and nourisher of everybody. But the special bond that Allah has with those people who have got iman, and this is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Yeah, again, in the majlis we have learned so many times that always, every day, take out some time to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mat. To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his bounties and his favors upon us. That, oh Allah, you gave us, you blessed us with existence. This is your karam, this is your fadl, this is your ni'mat, this is your favor upon us. And after you blessed us with existence, then in your wisdom, you chose to make us insan. What if Allah gave us existence and made me a pig, or made me a snake, or made me a scorpion, that people saw me and tried to kill me, and people saw me and said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Oh Allah, in your wisdom, you made me an insan. After making me insan, oh Allah, you blessed me with iman. So many millions and billions, in fact the majority of humankind is in kufr, is in shirk, is in disbelief. Oh Allah, this is your fadl, this is your grace, this is your ni'mat, this is your bounty upon us, that you have blessed us with iman. And then, oh Allah, you gave me birth in a Muslim home. Had it been that I was born in a non-Muslim home, then how many people are there who really come into the truth? Would I have been amongst those? This is your fadl upon me, that Allah, you gave me iman, and you gave me birth in a Muslim home. Allah, you gave me such asatizah ikram, you gave me such ustaz, you gave me such guides, you gave me such mashayikh, who have tried to guide me to the straight path. Allah, there's a favor of yours upon me. There are so many people who are bereft of this, who are void of this. Allah, this is your fadl. So daily we take out some time that Allah, you have blessed us with iman. You so many ni'mat, so many things that we really can't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ni'mat upon us. So Allah waliyul ladina amanu, is Allah is the friend of those who have iman. Now addressing us with that thought of love and thought of compassion, putting out that hand of friendship, Allah is saying, Ya ayyul ladina amanu, O my beloved ones, urkurullaha zikran kafira. That remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a remembrance which is in abundance. Udhkur, remembrance. Zikran, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kathiran, in abundance. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a remembrance which is in abundance. Dr. Qari Amir Hassan Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi of Hardoi came to South Africa many times, and he mentioned one thing. He said that Udhkurullah zikran kathiran. It's not that we can take a tasbih and sit in a corner of the masjid 24 hours of the day. But if a person wants to be included among those people who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, then just recite all the masnoon du'as on the occasion. A person woke up in the morning, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. Person went to the toilet, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-qaba'ith. Came out of the toilet, Hazrat Allah is teaching us, let us get this habit into us, that first we recite the Bismillah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then the dua, Ghufranak, Allahumma, Alhamdulillah alladhi azhaba anil al-adha wa afani. You're making wudu, the dua before wudu, Bismillah walhamdulillah. While making the dua wudu, Allahumma khirli dhambi wa wasi'li fi dari wa barikli fi rizqi. You're putting on your clothes, Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha ma wari bi aurati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati. And all these are one line duas. And what du'as? The du'as of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, if we look into the Munajat al-Maqbool and the du'as of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then these du'as can only be the du'as of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where could we have thought of these things? So, on the occasions, getting into the car, read the du'a, getting out of the car, read the du'a, all that we're looking into the mirror, read the du'a. And it's not difficult. A person may think that how is a person going to be reading when it will become second nature, whenever you'll read. It doesn't even take time. It doesn't even take a moment. A person will recite it. And as our Hazrat Allah teaches us again, that let us not think of the dua on the occasion. Let us read it with the movement of the tongue and the lips, consciously. So a person who will recite all these duas, you will be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be amongst those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly, all the time. And then, of course, the prescribed dhikr, askar, which are given to us by our mashayikh, we should try and complete this. Because as we said, we came into this world for a very short space of this time. And in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made our bodies in two components. One is of sand, and one is the ruh. And this ruh, like the body, the outward body gets sick, the ruh also gets sick. How we have physical ailments, physical maladies and sicknesses of cancer and diabetes and angina and blood pressure and the lungs are not functioning and the kidneys are failing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe and bless us all with good health so that we could be engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are sicknesses of the outward body. Like that the ruh which is inside, which is the actual person, when a person passes away, the body is there, the eyes are there, the hands are there, the limbs are there. We say certain person has passed away. Muhammad has passed away, Salim has passed away, Ibrahim has passed away. You go to the house, the entire body is still there. But we say, ye guzar gaya, he has gone on, he has passed from this world, he has gone into the next world. Intiqal kar gaya, he has passed, he has changed his place from this abode to the next abode. All these words, these are words of imaniyat, to teach us iman all the time. That in English, we'll just say, even in English, we'll say passed away. He's passed from this world into the next world. Anyway, the body is lying there, the limbs are there, everything is there. But the actual person is gone, the ruh is gone. Now that wife who spent her entire life with this person, even after a few hours, she's also going to say, take this body away. The mother who loved that child so much, she's also going to say, take this child away. They're going very then. So we see that the outward body, this is not of importance. What is important is the ruh inside. Like the body gets sick, the ruh also gets sick. We got all these spiritual ailments, which are in me. And we have to come to the mashayikh, we have to come, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, we spoke just now about taqwa, that this taqwa we got to bring it into our life, that go to the people who have proven themselves already in this field. The eyes of the heart that, إِذَا رَأُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ. That when you see them, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see them, you see that their life is in conformity to the sunnah of Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you see them, then you immediately you think of qabr, you think of akhir. Go into their company, stay in their company. Then they will prescribe to you, like a person who's got a problem in his car. He goes to the mechanic, and the mechanic sees the color of the exhaust and the smoke, and he says that the rings are gone, the pistons, there's something wrong. He'll tell you, actually, that you're going to the company just by our talking, just by our walking. These are people who've got their fingers on the pulse, and they can recognize, and they will see, and then they will prescribe to us the medicine. They will prescribe to us the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that do it in abundance. Bring this taqwa into your life, so that you could remedy the ailments of the soul, and you could prepare yourself for the akhirah. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, even in the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will appeal to those people who have made akhirah their object. Those people who have made qadr and the day of qiyamah their focus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with understanding first of all, thereafter everybody else, give me tawfiq of practicing on what I have said, thereafter everybody else. A few minutes.